proclaim for these last days shall go forth as a witness to all nations, then shall the end come. But she's saying this in the context that there's a time appointed when the Lord will bind off his work. That's when the end comes, and that's when the truth goes forth to all the nations. And the reality is that prior to the latter rain time period, there is a work for the Seventh-day Adventist Church to do. It's primarily sowing seeds that will sprout up and come to maturity during the latter rain time period. And some of those seeds will come into Adventism before that time period. But it's primarily a seed sowing time. But the reality of it is that when the gospel goes to the world and then the end comes, it's speaking about the gospel being carried to the world during the latter rain time period. We can count all the numbers in Adventism every day over and over again, but that's not what's being addressed in where Christ tells us when it goes to the whole world, then shall the end come. What's being addressed is when the message is carried to the world, the loud cry message, the final warning message, under the power of the Holy Spirit by people that are sealed, because the final warning message can only be carried, if you remember, by people that have been sealed. And the people in the world are going to see these sealed individuals receiving the latter rain, and they're going to contrast them with the people that have the mark of the beast. That is the final warning message, and it will go to all the world. It will be even far greater, we're told, than Pentecost. And when that message, that final warning message, goes to all the world during the latter rain time period, then the end will come. That's what's being addressed. There's several angles to demonstrate that clearly. We're not going to take time to do it, but I want you to at least hear that and study it on your own. Test it out. It matters not if there becomes 30 million people in Adventism next year. There is going to be no numerical number that tells us that the end of the world is here. What will tell us that the end of the world is here is when we see a group of people finally become settled into the truth so much that they cannot be moved, and that they've reached that experience to the point where Christ says, I can pour my Holy Spirit out upon these people. I can blot their sins out and know that they can stand without a mediator. When we reach that point, then the Holy Spirit will take this final warning message to the world, and the end will come. Review and Herald, November 19th, 1908. Now is the time when we are to confess and forsake our sins, that they may go beforehand to judgment and be blotted out. Now is the time to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness.